Divrei Hakol. It could be now what the Braisa goes according to everybody. For Braisa, Braisa, Moshe Dafei here, or Braisa, Divrei Hakol. So Moshe says, maybe one said, look, me, of course, I said the opposite way. Look, let's say the way we said before. The way we said before was a Kula. That before we want to say that now, Mishnah, everybody agrees that B'Shas V'Sosa, we do not say it goes back to Mafreya. And the Mafreya is only Shle B'Shas V'Sosa. So why are you changing now B'Shas? Because of the Braisa, otherwise, the same challenge is said in the Mishnah, that they all agree to our Mishnah. Why are you changing around now? So Moshe says, yes, there's a Svara. For this, Tivon, the equal Yuk Melakula, Ulechumra, since there are two ways to learn this, Pshat and Mafreya, the Rabbeis Mechomim, so the Klal is Lechumra Makminan, is better to put it Lechumra. As if to say, that the whole machlokes is only b'shas v'sasa, but shloi b'shas v'sasa, everybody agrees the term goes back to Mefreya. If to be machmir, and even Rav Doisa would agree that shloi b'shas v'sasa goes back to Mefreya. So you have two ways to learn the machlokes. You're better off learning the Mishnah lechumra and not learning it lekula. That's why we'd rather learn it this way. Now it says what Kitoni shimtir shloi b'shas v'sasa. If she sees shloi b'shas v'sasa, says matana meislais. So taimo. Isha Shesh Nodesis, who? The Pligu Rabbanim. That's what Rabbanim are making some Luria. Hoshan Noshim Shemachom Yadayin Shasan, Ksamim Kriyasan. That the Ksamim like the Ria. Man who's the goal, like Rabchlina Ben Antignesi. The Emir of Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabchlina Ben Antignes, that call on Noshim Ksamim Talim Afreya. Every all ladies, the Ksamim Tak Ksamim Afreya. Every one of them. Because the Kesam, the Pshat is, like, you don't know where it came, when it came. So just like you see it now, it's very powerful. It's on the clothing before also. The Noshim Shem Chachamim Daim Shosan Ksam Kriyosan. But Noshim, the Chachamim say, Anish it has a Vestas that it's only Daim Shosan. So the Ksam is also Kriyosan. The Chutz Mitinik Shlegiyos Man Lewis. Only a girl, a young girl, a Tinik, that didn't come a time to see it. Then we say, Shafilu Sadin Shlem Lefak Menayimu Ha Underpants is full of blood. Ain't Cheshim. We don't say it came from her. It came from someplace else better. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on. We'll do this last Gemara again on the next tape. We'll start this over and over again on the next tape. We're holding Daf Hey Amar Aleph on top. Okay, we're in the middle of the Shiloh. If our Mishnah goes like that, our Mishnah goes only according to Reb Doisa. That's what our Mishnah said, that Isha Shiesh Levesis. So Da Yishoso, someone wants to say it goes according to Reb Doisa, because the Rabbanin argue. The first one wants to say no. It could be the Rabbanin only argue that Shloi Bishas Vesosa. They hold that Isha is not the Da Yishoso. But it could be b'shas v'sos, if she sees at the right time, then both agree that she is dying just like our Mishnah. Then the more brought down a brisa, it's mashma not like that. That the brisa says clearly, then Isha has a kesem, she's tamal mafreya, even if she sees it b'shas v'sos. Why? Because if she would see shalosh b'shas v'sos, she'd be tameya. So you want to say it only goes according to Rabbanan? Umar says no, it go even according to Rabbis also. And now we're changing to say that Rabbi Doisa only says Da'ishosa if the Isha sees B'shas V'sosa. But if she sees Shaloi B'shas V'sosa, let's say her vest is to see Gimel, the third day of the Chodesh. And now this month she sees Beis B'Chodesh. So it could be now even Rabbi Doisa would agree, we would say she's Tamil Mafreya, Mies Lies. And the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Doisa and Rabbanu, is only she sees B'shas V'sosa. And therefore this Brisa comes out according to everybody. Now the Gemara says now top on the Fei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says now, oh Brice, so this Brice, the Divrei Hakol. Everybody holds that if she sees Shaloi, not at the time of the Vethes, that then we say she's Tamil Mafreya. The Meis Leis. The Gemara says, who told you, who said like this? Veluk Mivcha, why not say the opposite way? Say like we said before, that our Mishnah goes according to everybody, and Rabbi Daisa holds that even Shlei B'Shas V'Sosom, she's not Tamla Mafreya. Samar says, true, we have a doubt which way to learn, but Kivon D'Yikol Ukmei L'Kulu L'Chumra, since there's a possibility to learn it, either L'Kulu, because there's even Rabbi Daisa is more Mekel and says, even Shlei B'Shas V'Sosom V'Shaydai Shosom, or else L'Chumra we could say, no, even Rabbi Daisa is only talking about B'Shas V'Sosom, but Shlei B'Shas V'Sosom is also Machmir, so therefore the crowd is L'Chumra M'Kminan, would rather put the Machlekes L'Chumra, to say that if she sees Shalei B'Shas V'Sos, everybody agrees she's Tamil and Mafreya and Mir's Lace. So all Machleit between Rabbi Daisa and Rabbanan is that she sees B'Shas V'Sos. So then it'll come out that our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Daisa. The other Gemara says, Katoni, we learned Shim Tira Shalei B'Shas V'Sos or Timei and Mir's Lace. Like Rashi says, real, this means to say like Kamoi Omamar. It's like what we learned before, that if Inisha sees a Kesem, she sees Tamil and Mafreya. Because if she would see Shalei B'Shas V'Soso, she would also be Tamim Yes Lies. So the verse says, Taima, what's the reason? The Isha Shiesh Leveses, who the Pligi Rabbonon, being Somaluri Yosom. Now, this master from this verse said that the only reason why the Rabbonon say that if she sees her Kesem, B'Shas Haveses, the reason why she's Tamim Lemafreya, because if she would see a real Shalei B'Shas V'Soso, she would also be Tamim Lemafreya. So as long as it's possible for her by Uriya to be Tamil Lemafreya, so we say now she only finds a kesem, she finds a spot on a beged, a red spot, like looks like dam on a beged, so she's Tamil Lemafreya. So mashma only why? Because the shayach Uriya by her to matamaha Lemafreya. So more makes a deek mashma though, so hosha noshim, the other four noshim that we said before that the meselek is damim, like a muberus, a pregnant lady, or a manikais, or a zekeno, that by them shem rachamim dayin shosen, that by them it's always a dayin shosen, no matter when they see dam, a pregnant lady or a nursing lady, no matter when she sees her dam, she's always only tomei mikan labo dayin shosen, and not before. And so it should come out then, ksamim kuriyosen, that when they find the kesem, they're also only tomei mikan labo from now on, and not from before. Because our Bryce is mashma, the only reason why we're mashma with the kesem to say it's Tamil Mafreya is because it's possible to have a Riyah that's Tamil Mafreya. But by these Dalad Noshim, that all the Riyahs they have is only Tamil Mikan Labom and not Lamafreya, so it should come out in according to this Bryce that the Ksamim is only Tamil Mikan Labom from now onwards and not before. So more says, if so, Mani, who does this Bryce go like? I'll tell you, it goes like Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. It goes according to Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. The Yoma Rav Yuda. Oma Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. That Kol HaNoshim, Kol HaNoshim, Ksomim Tomil Mafreya. Because by regular Isha, when she finds a kesem, she finds a spot of blood on her underpants. So Lo Chirish, she's Tomil, even a Mafreya. Even from way back before. Until we know, like for sure, she checked out her begotten, the dam was not there. Now the notion Shom Chomim, the ladies at the Chom say, Dain Shoson, that they are even the Riya. It's only Tom Imikan and Labol at these four notion, or Muberas and Malikas Kaina, is Ksomim Kuriyasam. The Kesem has the same Malacha like the Riya, that they're only Tom Imikan and Labol from now onwards and not from before. Chutz excluding Mitinoikish the Egeas Manalirois. A young girl that did not come to time yet for it to see altogether. It's not normal that she should see dam. In such a case, by a young girl like that, then the locker is shafilu sadinan shelo mulechlochem bedam. Even if her underpants is full of blood, still ain't chashishim lo. We're not afraid. We do not say the dam came from her, but rather came from someplace else. Since she did not see dam yet, we'd rather be told the dam came from someplace else and not from her. Rashi says, even though we don't have anything real to say it came from, still we could say, maybe something happened, she didn't realize it. Why? Because here, the Begufa and Lit, the Atala came from a Guf, Kulikum. Shek, some of the Rabbanan, that since Kesem was only Tum of the Rabbanan, some learned the Pshatis, that since she was not Margaret, she didn't feel it, she's only Tum in Midirais if she feels when the Dam comes out. But a kesem is always the pshatis on a begodim. She did not feel when it came out. So therefore, the kesem is only talking about the rabbanon anyway. So therefore, Rashi says, when did the rabbanon make this gzeira? big yezmanam when it's time for the dam to come. The dam motzibo. Our behola goes, you're going to make a gzeria, toil v'yein bodomim, since he doesn't have dam yet. And later we'll explain when is it called a zman, when the girl is called a giyazman lirois. So Rashi says it's either she brings shtei shiris, or else when it comes yud bei shon, even though she doesn't have bei shiris. Yeah. So there's a loch here again that chutz mitinokish le giyazman lirois, shafilu sadin and shalom lechokam madam, ein chay shimro. So the kid that comes out with the bryce before goes like a chanina ben a tignet that he tak holds. That on these dalad noshim that die in Shoson, their kesem is only talking mikan labo and not from before. Now the Gemara is, O mi istel Rabbi Chanina kesem klal. Is it true? I was saying, does Rabbi Chanina hold the bechal? There's a psul. There's a tumah kesem. Rashi says biyar benoshim yafilu mikan labo. Like by these four ladies that are meselekes damim. Is it true that he holds that when she does find the kesem, she's talking about kopon from now onwards? Is that true? For you have tanya, but not like this. Kol hanoshim, ksomim tamei. Every issue she finds a kesem, she's tamei. V'noshim shomer chomim dain shosen. But these four ladies that the chom say, whenever they see them, they're only tamei mikan labo, not from before. Ksomim tamei. The kesem is also tamei. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna say now that noshim shomer chomim. These four ladies that the chom said dain shosen. That when they see them, they're only tamei mikan labo, not from before. Ein lam kesem, they have no tumas kesem. So my love doesn't mean to say ein lam kesem klal, they have no tumas kesem at all. So Khuri can't say the price before it goes according to Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina holds there's no tumas kesem at all by these four anoshim. And it could be like Rashi said before, since it's only with Rabbanin, by these four anoshim, since the meslekes v'damim, we don't say they even have a, we don't say that the dam came from them, the dam came from Yalmo. It's more says Lord, no, it's not the shot of Rabbi Chanina, but I'll tell you. When he says they lam kesem just means lam afreya, they're not talking lam afreya. Al v'yesh lam kesem mikano labor, that has a tumas kesem mikano labor. That it does that. For now on, he also agrees that after they find the kesem, they're talking from now on. So the verse says of sol mechalal, then it's a proof. The tanakam is sovar afilu lam afreya. The tanakam is under argue under chanina, hold even on these four noshim, that when they do see dam, we say dain shosan, you want to tell me that when they find the kesem, that the Tamil of Afreya. So it comes out that the Ksamim is more Chumrah than the Riya, even though a Kesem is only Midrabanan. But that for sure it's not like the price that we had before. So Moshe says, in yes, it could be these Chacham, the Ragin of Chanina, tackled that Anisha has a Kesem to Matam, even of Afreya, even by these Dal Noshim. And who is this man, the Yama? And I tell you, Rabbi Mei, he goes according to Rabbi Mei Yeshita. The Machmir Gabi Ksamim, that we find Rabbi Mei is a big Machmir. The Tanya learned like this, that kol hanoshim ksomim tam lam afreya. The regular Isha, when she sees it, finds a kesem, so she's telling me all the way back before until she checked out her bag, until she knows for sure it was Torah. But the noshim shem chachomim, dayin shosan, these four ladies that the chom say that dinyas is always dayin shosan, whenever they sit down, they're only telling me from now onwards, is ksomim tam lam afreya. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this was Rabbi Meir. The Sikra Rabbi Meir is more machmir by kesem. Now the Lysa, since they found the kesem now, so, and we say that the dam came out, came before even, and therefore she's Tamil Mafreya. And the Svar is like this, Bishlema, when she sees dam, she has the agosha, she feels the dam coming out now. So what do you want to say, that maybe the dam came out from before also? Now we say no, since these noshim are meselekes domin, and she knows for sure the dam came out now, we say it's only now and not before. But by kesem is the case, she did not feel when it left her body. She only now finds it, checks it on her clothing. So she doesn't know the dam came out now. But since she has no reason to say it came out now or before, then we have to be machmir to say that maybe the dam came out before when she first put on the begid. And therefore, it may hold that even these four noshim, the ksamim atamalam afreya. Again, there's Nogayat Yilchus Tyrus. The doubt that she's Tamilam Afreya means that if she touched any Truma through all this last time that she's wearing the Beged, the Truma becomes Tamil. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Oimer, that Noshim Shem Chachomim, Dayin Shosam, these four ladies of the Noshim, did the Chachom say, that when they see Dam, they're only Tamil Mikan Labor, and not before, so Ksum Kriyosan, the Kesam also had the same Alocha, that it's only Tamil Mikan Labor from now onwards, and not from before.
But v'tinoikas shegiyas man aliros. Let's say a girl 12 years old that came right at the time when she should see dam, and she didn't just didn't see it. The lacha is yesh lo kesem. She has hilchos ksamim that if she finds a kesem, a korponim should be tamim mikana labo. Like Rashi says, yesh lo kesem means mikana labo. Even though she didn't see it, but since she's of age already fit to be seen, to see, so now she finds a blood stain on it, begid, what I can say came from her, and she's tamim midrabanan mikana labo. But what's going to be for shaloi higiyas manaliris? That's if the girl was so young. She's less than 12 years old. It's not the time yet for the sidam. Then the locher is ain lokesim. That even though she finds blood stains on the begodim, we say it came from someplace else, not from her, and she will not even be tummy mikana labo. Now, the emusai higiyas manaliris, what's called the age, that now she is fit to see, that we say she does have tumas kesim on it? That means mishigir yimehan urim. When she becomes 12 years old, which Rashi said before, means either she brings two Cyrus, or even if she doesn't have two Cyrus, but as long as she's 12 years old, that's also called the Giyim Meinurim. Then if she would see, then she does have Hilchos Kesem. But when? Mikana Labo, not before. But our component we have a Mei here that holds even one by the Dalad Noshim, the din of the Kesem is the Chumrah that she's Tamil Mafreya. So that could be Psham, the Chachomim that argued before, in the Chanina, that they hold Ksamim is Tamil Mafreya. Even though the Noshim, the Dalad Noshim would see down, they're only telling me Kana Labo, but Hilchos Ksamim, like we explained, since she does not know when the dam came out, so there's no reason to say it came out now more than before, therefore, like Ksamim, according to Rameya, should be Tamil Mafreya. Now it says in the Mishnah, Fiyama Shameshes Biyedim, the Nisha, if before she has Tashmish, she makes a Bedika both before Tashmish and after Tashmish, so those Bedikas are counted. And therefore, if she sees later, 2 hours later, dam, she'll only be tamei these past 2 hours and not before that, because the bedika of the tashmish was a good bedika. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Eid Shalifnei Tashmish Einem Amayit Kipkida. No, that she checks herself before Tashmish, that's not called a good bedika. And therefore, that bedika alone would not stop the tumah to go back Lamafreya Meyes Leis. If that was the only bedika she made, let's say then 3 hours later she sees dam, should be tummy back 24 hours or until the last good bedika she made. So Mor says, my time, what's the reason? Amarav ktino mitor shemuhumul abesa. Means like she's going to do a fast job now because she wants to have tashmash with her husband. So Mor asks the question, so what? Fechimuhumul abesa my heavy, so what? So what if she's going to do a fast job? But the chura, the havamin is now she's going to make a good bedika. As long as she makes a good bedika, what if I care if she does it fast? She wants to live with her husband, but still it's a good bedika. And if she finds herself to be torn now, and then she sees later, that should be a proof that the dam for sure did not come out before this. So Mar says, yes, the pshat is that mitoich shemuhu muladeisa, since she's such in a fast rush, is eino machneses lechunu stokim. She does not make a good bedika, she does not put the cloth in, she does not go inside, look through into all the cracks and all the corners over there inside her. So she doesn't make a good bedika, so then we're afraid that maybe dam really was there from before, and the reason why she didn't find it on her bedika was because she didn't do a good job. So that says Chiddush Rav Yudah Mashmuel, that the bedika she does before Tashmish does not help. So where says, let's see. Tanan, we're going to our Mishnah Tanan, HaMeshameshes B'Eidim, HaRezu Kepkidom, that if she has Tashmish with Bedikis, Eidim here means Bedikis, she checks herself, it is considered like a good Bedika. It says, Loshna HaMeshameshes B'Eidim, Mashmah, both of them. So my love, doesn't the two Eidim mean Chad Lefnei Tashmish, Chad Liyachat Tashmish? Well, one means before Tashmish, and one means after Tashmish. So Mor says, Lord, it's not the Pshat. It could be Eidivide Liyachat Tashmish. That the Mishnah says the bedikas are good, that's only the two bedikas that are done after Tashmish. What is that? The echad loy, the echad lo. Like yet, so they have Tashmish, through the svaris amol, that Tashmish alone, when they live together, that's also reason to cause it to see dam. So bizman, they were knowing the tyrus, we want to make sure to know when she's tamei, not even matama the truma. So therefore they're supposed to make a bedika right after Tashmish. So right after both he, the man, checks himself with a cloth, wife to Zaver, and why then she also has to make a bedika. So these two bedikas that are done after Tashmish, there she takes the time, she's not in a rush then. So those bedikas help. That's called Echad Loi, one is the Shemata that he wipes himself with, the Echad Loi, one is the Eid that she makes a bedika with. kritznam, like we'll have a mission later that says that derech benois Yisrael, it was the minig by benois Yisrael, that misham shesh b'shnayedim, that after Tashmish they would make two bedikas, echad loy, one was the husband wiping himself, the echad loy, and one she would make a bedika. So maybe that's what our mishnah means, hamishamesh is beidim, the two eidim are after Tashmish. But maybe it's not a kasha in Yehuda Mashmuel that he says that the bedika that is done before Tashmish that she makes in herself, that's not a good bedika. So Mara says, hi Mai, what kind of shot is this? Iyamrit Bishleimel would be very good if you say that the bedika the Mishnah is talking about was chad lefnei Tashmish v'chad liyachat Tashmish itzrich. Then it's good why the Mishnah has to say the chiddush that both of them help. Because otherwise, Salkot had the chemin raim, but I thought to say, mitzayach shemum lebeisa, since she's in a big rush to live with her husband, is loy bodka shapish, doesn't do a good bedika, she doesn't check well, kamashma, no, that harezu kapkida, that is considered like a good bedika. So therefore, let's say in a case where she only makes the bedika before Tashmish, and she forgets to make the bedika after Tashmish, and then she sees dam 2 or 3 hours later, that she'll only be tummy these last 2 or 3 hours, not more. So it's good to chiddush in the Mishnah. But El Yam, but if you're going to tell me that the pshat for the Mishnah is that Edividi, both the bedikas are talking about liyachat Tashmish, is so chorb shita. What's the chiddush then? The bedika she makes after Tashmish is a good bedika. She's not in a rush then. So pshita, that bedika stops the tumah from going back before that. Because pshita, if she would have dam then, she would see it now. Since she doesn't want it now, it's not called she had dam from before this. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Samura says no. Maybe still both bedikas means liyachat Tashmish, and there's a chiddush here also. Because if the Mishnah would have said otherwise, I would have thought to say, Mao the time, I would have thought to say, Shema maybe, Tira, Tipas, Dam, Kechadol. No, maybe really she saw Dam before. Even before this Tashmish now, even before she sees Dam 2 hours from now, Dam started to leave the Makor, her womb, for maybe 5 hours ago. And really there's some Dam in the Beis Achitzain. If so, how come when she makes a Bedika now, Lacha Tashmish, she doesn't find it? The Teretz is, maybe we have to be afraid, v'tachvenu shechva zera. Since it's after Tashmish now, maybe the Baal shechva zera that went in there is like covering up the dam. So therefore, even though she does a good job then, but maybe the shechva zera covers up the dam. It could be the pshat is that the tipas dam is under the shechva zera and he can't tell, so bedika is not called a good bedika. Let's be afraid of this. Is kamash? No, we're not afraid of that. Now the Maestro, we say if there was dam, even though there's zera there now, so what? Still, she would be able to find the dam and see it. And since she made a bedika and did not find dam, she has the right to say she's vadei tor, even the gate to Tyrus. And therefore, we say if she first sees dam 2 or 3 hours from now, she'll only be telling my friend these last 2 or 3 hours and not before. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So again, so it could be it's not a kasha and Yehuda Mashmul. It could be the bedika before Tashmish does not count. That's not a good bedika. The Mishnah only means the two bedikas la'acha Tashmish. For your boy, you say with another terrorist, the Mishnah could be like this. The Mishnah just means to tell us a fact that the Chomim said that an Isha should make two bedikas, chad levnei tashmish v'chad liyachat tashmish. That is just telling us there's a mitzvah to do both. But the chikatoni harezu kavkida, when the Mishnah says that that bedika helps to take away the time of meis leis, maybe it's only aliyachat tashmish, it's only going on the bedika that's done after tashmish. But not on the bedika that's done before Tashmish, like Yehuda Meshmul says. So first question, Master's not telling you a mitzvah that she should do it, just saying if she did it. It's not saying Lashon that she should do it. So change around the Lashon and the Mishnah, it should be saying the Mishnah, Umishameshes, means then you're supposed to. That Medina Chazal, this Monday, the Tyrus, that the locker is, when she has Tashmish, she's supposed to make two bedikas, one before Tashmish and one liyachat Tashmish. But in Echnami, that the Mishnah continues on to say that those the bedika helps to mamayit miyes leis, maybe it's only the bedika of liyachat Tashmish and not the bedika of kaidim Tashmish. So maybe the Mishnah could come out good, even according to Yehuda Mashmuel. Now it says in the Mishnah, mamayetes ayad miyes liyes, that this bedika she makes now after Tashmish is mamayit the zman of meis leis. That if she sees dam within 2-3 hours, she's only telling me up until this bedika, not before, not the meis leis. So the question is, the Mishnah says two things: that this bedika stops the meis leis, and it also stops it even from a bedika that was made before this. And let's say she made a bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then they have tashmish 8 o'clock at night, and then she sees 12 o'clock at night. So the Mishnah says now that the shatame lamafrei is only up by 8 o'clock until she had the tashmish, and not before, not until 5 o'clock when she made a bedika in the afternoon. So Guru Mahal asked the question: what's the Mishnah say that for? Hashto miyes liyes. From etes, matas this bedika now of after tashmish takes away this man of Meis Leis that she's not Tamil Mafraya the 24-hour period.